Friends, now we move to the chapter number 8 of our subject Radical Business Performance Improvement, and the name of the chapter is Using Theory of Constraints TOC to Improve Sales. In earlier chapter we have seen application of TOC to marketing, and now we see application of TOC to improve sales. And we have also seen what is the distinction between marketing and sales. Again, I want to reiterate what Dr. Goldratt has said about marketing. Let us recap Dr. Goldratt's image of marketing. What he says, marketing is spreading the corns for the ducks to come and sit in front of you. There are ducks around the air. You are spreading corns. They come, sit in front of you and start eating the corns. What is marketing? Is generating the demand. So ducks will come and sit in front of you. Sales is taking a gun and shooting a sitting duck. What is sitting duck? He is like a prospect. So you go to the prospect and close the deal. It's like taking a gun and shooting a duck which is sitting in front of you. If the duck is not sitting and moving like a mosquito around, don't blame the salesperson. Consider that you have not done the proper marketing. Blame the fact that you don't have marketing at all. That is what he used to say. So, learning objective of this chapter is to understand how to apply the principles of TOC to sales. We have seen the application of TOC to manufacturing and operations. There you know how you can indefinitely increase the capacity of your manufacturing. Then you have seen the distribution. How to solve the problems of distribution. Then we have seen marketing. Then we have seen project management. We know that so many project failures are there. If you apply the principles of TOC, how beautifully you can solve the problems in the project management. And now we come to the application of TOC to sales. But ultimately, what is important is sales, actual sale to the end customer who pays you money, and money coming in is the ultimate and immediate thing which should happen on a regular basis, which I call it as throughput. Throughput is what? Actual sale of your product to the end customer who pays you money. The money comes inside every minute, every hour, every day, every month, like that. Throughput. And that is the money which makes my business to run. Day-to-day problems of business are solved if I have a very good fund flow. For example, in foreign countries, they produce cars. The cars are bought by the dealers and stocked there. The funny thing is, for buying the cars, money is given by the company only as a loan. And if the car is not sold, who suffers? Not the dealer. Company only suffers. Till the car is bought by the end customer and money is paid by the end customer to the company, it is not sale at all. Many companies, what they do? Cars are given to the dealers and they show it in their balance sheet or their documents as the sale. Till the car is bought by the end customer, it is not a sale. Till the money comes inside your company, it is not a sale. Understand this. And we are now thinking how to apply the TOC principles to the sales. That is that sale of the product physically to the end customer, physically the money comes inside. That is sales. We will see how to do that. Sales function is a subset of marketing. Marketing will create the demand. Then a salesperson will go to the prospect and he will say, sir, this is the product for you, and close the deal. Looks very simple. It is the personal promotion function from the company's total business strategy and the operational arm of marketing. Sales. What is sales? It is a personal promotion function within the company's total business strategy and the operational arm of marketing. Job of marketing is to generate the demand. We have said earlier also. Job of sale is to convert that demand into money. Ultimately, money has to come. No paper transactions, like cars are given to dealers. So many cars are given to dealers, so that is the sale. No, this is not the sale. Until and unless the car is bought by the end customer like me, and money is physically paid and money is deposited in the bank of the company, this is not a sale. Job of sale is to convert demand into money by directly dealing with the specific prospects. For example, I am the customer, I want to buy that Accent car. The dealer will convince me how that Accent is good for me. I will take a test ride and I will buy the car, I will pay the money. That is sales. Marketing has done its job. The company has a winning offer also to the large market. Winning offer, we have seen. We have seen that the product is able to solve customer needs. Does it mean that the company enjoys a decisive competitive edge? Will it be easy to sell the offer? Looking very easy. Is it actually very easy? The fact that company has made a winning offer, will it be conversion to sales? Will the money automatically come inside? Because till the money comes inside, it is not the sale. The dilemma is, in order to bring the buyer to see your product as the best value for his money, buyer. For example, I was telling you about Accent car. Buyer, I have to bring him. First of all, marketing has created a desire in his mind, so he has come. In order to bring the buyer to see your product as the best value for his money, we must show value to the buyer. We must not cause the buyer to object. So, show your product to show value to the buyer. Don't show your product because the buyer is objecting. Buyer is criticizing. So dilemma is, should I show my product? Because I have to show my product to show value to the buyer, to bring the buyer to buy the product. If I show, then he starts objecting. He starts criticizing, because the buyer always raises objection to salesperson praising his product. The salesperson, he will start praising his product. Then buyer will always object to that. He will say, oh, you are bluffing. You are telling some stories. Your product is not that good. I don't want to buy it. He will create so many objections if you start praising your product. But why you have to praise the product? Because you have to show your product and show value to the buyer. Because the buyer understands his needs, the one satisfied by your product, you have to show value to the buyer. But he raises objections, so you don't show your product. So dilemma is, should I show my product or should not show my product? In the TOC, the assumption that the prospect understands his needs, like I have put here, the buyer understands his needs. The TOC says assumption that the prospect understands his needs and can evaluate how much your product satisfies his needs. This assumption is false. This assumption that the buyer or prospect understands his needs and can himself evaluate how much your product or service satisfies these needs, this assumption is wrong. This conflict comes because of this wrong assumption. Many times buyer doesn't understand anything. He doesn't understand what are the needs satisfied by your product. Please understand. Secondly, customer knows only the symptoms of their problem. They don't know the complete problem, complete cause analysis of the problem. They don't know only the symptoms of the problem. What are symptoms? For example, in case of health, I have headache, and that is symptom. Customer knows only the symptom. Many times customer knows only the symptom of the problem. They do not understand the true causes. Why this is happening? Why the problem is happening? Why headache? Every morning, why I get headache? He has only symptoms and he doesn't know the causes. He doesn't know the true cause of the problem. Please understand this. And are not usually able to identify the causes themselves. They have only symptoms. They don't know by themselves the causes, not able to identify the causes themselves. This is what TOC has told. To break the conflict, we have to break. So how to break? The salesperson has to bring the prospect to agree on the magnitude of his problems or needs. Please bring the prospect to agree on the magnitude of his or her problems or needs. Discuss with him. Say that, look, sir, your headache is a symptom, but please understand this headache may increase indefinitely, and one day, sir, if you continue like this, maybe the problem will become so much serious that you may not be able to solve the problem. How much? Discuss with him and tell him, sir, 1 month back you had only little bit of headache, but every day which went by your headache has increased and it has a trend. If this trend continues, sir, don't you think that your problem will increase? Tell him how urgent his problem is. Tell him how serious the problem is. Tell him that the problem is growing day by day. Come to the agreement with the customer or prospect, the magnitude of his or her problems or needs, and please convince him about his problem. That they can all stem from one source, which can be addressed by his product or service. Sir, you have neglected your problem for so long, it has grown now, but it is going to grow to the more dimensions. Please take my product, it will solve your problem, sir. Total problem will be solved, sir. Please take this product, and this product is so high value product that no other competitor in the market is able to do the service to you as this product is. Please take my product, sir. It will solve your problem. Don't tell him how good, how beautiful your product is. Tell him that, sir, my product will address your problem. It will solve your problem. It will solve your specific need. It will help you, sir. It should be done in a way that does not build resistance, but builds trust. Just by telling the prospect how beautiful your product is, how big your company is, how imported product it is equal to imported product. Please don't praise your product. If you praise your product, customer will start arguing with you and he will criticize your product. He will object your product. He will raise so many objections. Don't do that, because he is not going to buy your product. Your beautiful product he is not going to buy. He doesn't need it. Please convince him how that product will address his need. That is the sales job. It should be done in a way that does not build resistance, but builds trust. Very big word, trust. Trust should be created in the mind of the customer. That look, believe me, sir, trust me, sir. Like in the advertisement of JustDial.com. What Amitabh Bachchan said, trust me. Trust me. This is going to solve your problem. Trust me. He tries to create trust in the mind of the customer. Then and then only the seller is in a position to show that the way to address the prospect's needs and to get the benefits is by using the seller's product. Only address prospect's need and the get the benefit, he should get the benefit by buying the product. Even win-win offers do not sell themselves. Marketing is creating winning offer. We are discussing marketing. Market is creating winning offer. Please note, winning offer also does not sell by itself. Knowing how to present the offer is not a small thing, not trivial. It is not the only challenge relating to sales. It takes long time until a winning offer generates leads by itself. There is a winning offer. Don't be under wrong impression that the customers will start coming to you automatically. There is a winning offer. For example, an educational institute will make an advertisement that you take the admission for this course and we will guarantee you the placement. Automatically that doesn't generate the leads. Your winning offer automatically doesn't generate the leads. Customers will not start running to you. It takes long time. Major cause for lost sales is not dealing effectively with all the opportunities. We have to deal with every opportunity of selling and convert the winning offer into actual sales. Major cause for lost sales is not dealing effectively with all the opportunities. Three common challenges in the field of sales. Knowing how to generate leads. What is leads? Leads are number of people who are able to buy your product. Effectively addressing significant number of opportunities. Knowing how to sell the offer. Because offer by itself is not going to generate the leads. You must know how to sell the offer. That selling thing is still there. Many marketing people are under impression that get a winning offer and it will start getting sold automatically. You must know how to sell the offer. Probable important objections for the reliability offer. We are seen in marketing. Rapid reliability offer. We do the offer. Customer says, oh, lead time will be high. Your lead time is high. I don't want. I need much shorter lead times. My other suppliers are giving in shorter lead times. No, I don't want. Protecting availability by having multiple suppliers. He has a habit that he says, I will not have dedicated one supplier. I will have many suppliers so that if he fails, he is there. If he fails, third is there. So they have so many suppliers. And they buy from various suppliers. Though nowadays there is a policy to buy from less number of suppliers, dedicated suppliers and all that. But still people don't believe it. They feel that your lead time will be high. Oh, I don't want. I want smaller lead time. Inventory turn offer. We have discussed in marketing inventory turn offer. He says, providing sales data every day, not possible here. It's a hassle, huge hassle. I can't do it. I don't have time. You are telling me to say, inform every day what is the sale. No, I can't do that. Then he says, already I have no problem. I have only few shortages, 1 or 2%. I don't have any problem here. I don't have any problem. No, I don't want your product. Prices are too high. I am able to get in cheaper. Your price is too high. No, I don't want it. Customer doesn't see the benefit by himself. He says, providing sales data daily is a huge hassle. I have no problem. I have only few shortages. 1 or 2%. Okay, I can manage that. Prices are too high. In case of reliability offer also, he says lead time is high. I need shorter lead times. I have multiple suppliers. I have no problem, he will say. Inventory turns also, I have no problem. For each reservation of the customer, try to think why it was raised. Sales. This is the sales job. You think, why is talking like this? Is it because of erroneous assumption, lack of knowledge, partial perception of reality, lack of knowledge on the part of customer? Partial perception of reality, he is not able to perceive the value of my product fully. Is it because of that? Is it because local measurements on area of influence? For example, when a buyer asks for reduction in price, does it not know? Does he not know the full picture, big picture? Why is objecting? Different layers of resistance of the customer. Disagreement on the problem. First of all, he doesn't agree that there is a problem. No, no, no. I have a different direction for a solution. Your solution does not address the whole problem. Your solution is no good. Solution has negative outcomes. There are obstacles to implement the solution. And I have fear that your product may not work. Unverbalized fear. I have a fear. I don't know what is that fear, but I have a fear that your product may not work. Solution has negative outcomes. Solution does not address the whole problem. I have a different thinking. I have a different direction for solution. I have a fear that the product may not work. Selling business deal. Knowing what to say. Knowing how to say it. Knowing to whom to say it is extremely important in the context of selling a business deal or offer. As a salesman, your job is not easy. Marketing has generated the demand. Marketing has generated unrefusable offer. Marketing has generated winning offer. Doesn't mean that your job is just simple job and anybody can do it. Knowing what to say, how to say, and to whom to say it is extremely important in the context of selling a business deal or offer. What do we sell when we have a URO, unrefusable offer? URO, Euro, unrefusable offer. We sell business deals. We don't expect our clients to do an impulse buying like we do in a mall. In a mall we go, okay, we see a shirt, buy it. Don't expect our clients that they will immediately jump on the offer and buy it. Characteristics of a business deal: longer sales cycle. It takes long time to actually close the deal. Then prospect refers consult with others. He says, okay, wait, I want to consult with my friends. I want to consult with others who are using this product. Give me some time. Maybe I will do it afterwards. Significant debates about purchasing considerations, argument to and fro arguments. Major sales means a major decision. So the business deal doesn't happen so fast. Salesperson must be knowledgeable of the environment. Sales process tailored to prospects. Preparations of salespeople before meeting is important. Mind you, if the salesperson is not prepared technically, if the salesperson is not knowing the procedures, policies, it's a big problem. Customer will really value you very less if you are not prepared. To go to the customer unprepared is a big sin. Preparations of salespeople before customer meetings have to happen properly. It's very, very important. And the sale process must be tailored or tailor-made to that particular prospect. It cannot have its Xerox copy of some papers. Use it for him. You should tailor-make the process for that particular prospect. Then he will feel some personal interest. Salesperson must be knowledgeable of the environment, customer's environment. He should know what is happening at the customer's place. Then business deal will happen. Business deal is not going to happen like we go to the mall and purchase the things. So many ifs and buts are there. So many process steps are there in that. Then only business deal will happen.